This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I ended the segment the other day, or I should say I ended the show, talking about Joe Biden and his stellar numbers in Kentucky. And I want to go back and revisit that for just a second, because Michael Moore had made, it sounded some alarm bells. And he did this back in 2016, by the way. People may not remember. Welcome back, folks, to the Kevin Jackson Show. But Michael Moore, he sounded alarm bells to the Democratic Party. Van Jones sounded alarm bells to the Democratic Party when he said, you're watching, I just watched the next president of the United States, and he was talking about Donald Trump, and he talked about how Donald Trump had transcended social media and all that. He became the reality show president. And that's continued. Donald Trump is a reality show president. He knows how to play to the cameras. But more importantly, the biggest thing in what people like Van Jones and Michael Moore and other leftists overlook is Donald Trump speaks from the heart. He's not waiting on polling. You want to know why? Because he understands common sense. He's learning how to play the political game, because let me tell you, that is vicious. That part he was not prepared for. He will admit it. I think he already has. But other than that, he lets the truth bet itself out. Once he puts the truth out there, he then says, market to the truth. And he does it better than anybody. Better than any other politician in history. And it's got Michael Moore afraid. Now, Michael Moore made these comments prior to the Tulsa thing, the Tulsa rally. And you guys know what happened there. 6,200 people showed up. But it would have been packed had they not done what they had done. We realize that. Now, Michael Moore was concerned because he says they're starting to line up on Tuesday in Tulsa for Trump's rally today. 100,000 are expected. Trump has lost none of his base. They are more rabid than ever. Sleeping on the sidewalk for 5 nights just to get in to see Trump. That is commitment. Do not take Trump for granted. Don't think he can't win. Don't get all cocky telling everyone there's no way he's winning the White House, because frankly, you sound a lot like yourself 4 years ago when you told everyone there's no way this country's going to put a clown in the Oval Office. That's what he tweeted. That's what he put out to his people. He said, you better stop. Now, I want to go back to a few key things that he said. He talked about people sleeping out, staying out 5 nights, that the base is not eroded for Donald Trump. I went through these numbers in the previous show. If you want to go back and check it out at thekevinjacksonshow.com. I talked about 94% approval. So some have it at 95, whatever, within the base of the Republican Party. Trump even commented, he goes, 5% of the party must be rhinos, because there's no way they can't like what I've done. And he's right. Doesn't mean you like everything. But you definitely know that Donald Trump is, and it isn't even a lesser of two evils. And a lot of times it's like, oh, I'm going to hold my nose and vote. If you want to be on the hold your nose side of a vote, you're going to be holding your nose on the Biden side of the vote. This is a man that is suffering from dementia. I'm going to get into this. This is a man that's got major issues. And like I said, show me where there's an overwhelming support for Biden anywhere in the Democratic Party, with independents, with women, with blacks, with Latinos, name it, with the LGBT. Show me that Donald Trump has not gained a bigger part of the factions that historically do not vote for conservatives. I posted a video of some LGBT women, and they said, I don't care what y'all think. These are LGBT vegans. Two of them. We are voting for Donald Trump. We will not vote for Joe Biden. These people know Donald Trump has no issue with the LGBTQ community. And by the way, most of us conservatives, we don't either. I mean, how you live your life is your business. I don't have to like it. That's not for me to determine. You may not like my life. That's okay. But I'm not going to moralize. Oh, my God. I can't believe you're dating a dude. Look, I'm going to shield my kids and from whatever part of that I don't want them to see. I do that with anything. I do that with crime. Kevin, why do you have to shield them from my sexuality? I don't just shield them from your sexuality. I shield them from porn between men and women. I don't want them talking about sex or whatever. There comes an age where they can do what they want. But my job as a parent is to shield them. And if I don't believe, look, I shield them from sexuality, period. Not just LGBT, sexuality, period. Anyway, Michael Moore is smart. He's issuing this warning to Democrats to say, guys, you better wake up. Here's what he went on to say. He says, if you're once again not taking my warning seriously, then I have a question I want you to answer. And I ask you to answer me honestly. How many people would line up 5 days just to hear Joe Biden talk? 12? 5? None? The candidate who inspires the most people in the swing states to excitedly get to the polls and ensure that each of them bring 10 to 20 friends and family with them on election day, all of them highly motivated and fired up on a mission from God, that's who wins the White House. Now, this is where I go into Kevin brain. Democrats should be asking themselves, why is it that nobody's interested in Biden and everybody seems interested in Trump? Is it something in the water? Is it something in those masks that they're breathing in when they breathe in their carbon dioxide? Why are people so excited about this man? And the Democrats don't have an answer. They do have an answer. They understand it. They understand it in you know, they really do. But they will pretend that they don't get it. Donald Trump is speaking to his base. Why is his base not eroded? Why can't Biden get a base? And probably the most critical thing that, and Michael Moore, I'm telling you, I don't know who listens to him, but in this particular case, he absolutely makes sense. He's saying, how many people, I'm going to ask you, my audience, how many people do you believe would line up 5 days and wait for Michael Moore, for Joe Biden? How many do you think would wait a day? One day. Let's even cut it. How many people do you think would wait 2 hours to hear Joe Biden? Would line up and say, it's only a 2-hour wait. I'll go watch Captain Demento for 2 hours. How many? Let me give you the answer. None. None. It doesn't matter what time frame you get. You could say, go right in and see Joe Biden, and people still wouldn't go. Short break, folks. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
She told me she got COVID-19. She can hardly breathe. I told her she should stay back 6 feet. I'm not the one. Wear a mask, spreading germs all around. She told me she left the skin team for my breath and sick. I said, girl, wait, don't touch anything. Put on some gloves. People always told me this breath is just the flu.
was clever. That was very clever. Where'd you guys find that? That was cool. I like that. I hate that they cut it because it was probably pretty good, but you could tell they cut it in a couple places. But that was good. COVID-19. Wipe your house down with Clorox wipes. Clorox wipes! Oh, man. Another ruse. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the Democrat polling. So I was talking earlier about Michael Moore, and he gave a warning to the Democrats. He goes, guys, stop pretending. Stop acting as if we have a candidate that everybody gives a crap about. Don't be, you know, don't be playing games up on her. He talked about the Tulsa rally. He says people were lining up days in advance to see Trump. And had they not done the shenanigans, it would have been a packed house. I'm telling you, Donald Trump, I said this before, and of course, COVID-19, not my lover, COVID-19, you know, sort of put a damper on things. And coming out of the shoot, you know, Donald Trump got 6,200 people to show up because they hacked it and said, oh, there's going to be 300,000 people. And so people stopped showing up. But what they couldn't take away from Donald Trump was the fact that these people were lining up early. Early. Excitement. And Michael Moore gets it. He gets it. He says, people sleeping on the sidewalk, people holding up signs, people, you know, showing all kinds of enthusiasm, honking horns, the whole deal. You cannot dismiss this. That is commitment that you cannot take for granted. It reminds me of The Godfather. You remember the scene in The Godfather where Michael Corleone's going to Cuba and he's going to look at investing with old Rothstein or whatever. And he watched a guy hold a bomb, and I think the cops were around him, and he jumped into the car and killed himself and the cops. And Michael, you know, Corleone was like, what the hell just happened, you know? And he's like, that guy just killed himself, but he took down these police officers. So he goes back and he ends up not investing in Cuba, and Rothstein's mad at him. He ends up putting a fatwa out on him trying to kill him. But Corleone said, if somebody is willing to go to that level for their revolution, I'm betting on that revolution. That's the level that they were willing to go to. Sacrifice. Let me tell you something about the left and their ability, what they look to do. Look at the videos when Antifa gets confronted. When we finally get to the point where we say, enough is enough. Have you seen these videos? I warned you guys. I said probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, I said, be careful of the man, the quiet man, that you finally raise to such a level of consciousness that he says, I've had enough. Be careful of that man. Well, guess what? There are millions of those people. I'm not using man metaphorically, ladies. You know that. You're conservative women. You know I'm not being a misogynist. Be careful of the person, okay, who gets to that level. And that's where we are. And so now we are willing to give our lives. See, Antifa, they go to a point and then they go, oh, shoot, they're coming, they're fighting back. Watch Antifa when people show up to fight back. Watch any of the videos. You know what they do? They start hightailing it. Oh, there's a few of them that'll get in the mix and they get knocked out, beat down. And then what do the rest of them do? They run. I'm telling you, if you're ever confronted by a mob and you see it's going to happen, run towards them. Run towards the one that's got the biggest mouth and pop him right in it. And you watch what happens. If you can hold your own against 2 or 3 of them, which I can, the rest of them scatter. And I'm talking about be brutal in your assault. Kevin, you're talking about fisticuffs and all that. And I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. Well, get comfortable. Because let me tell you, that couple in St. Louis, they weren't comfortable either. But you know what they did? They went and grabbed some weapons. You better get used to the idea that these people, in their mobs, they get tough. But as soon as you decide, okay, it's like holding that rifle there. You would make an announcement. I can't take all of you, but you figure out which ones of you want to die, because I will doggone sure shoot you. And you know what they do? He didn't have to say anything because they backed off. But that's the problem. Anyway, Moore is warning people about this because he's concerned. I talked earlier about, the other day about Joe Biden getting 57% of the number in Kentucky. That should be that thing. My producer, that thing. Yeah, he's getting 50. That thing. We the people, in order to, that thing. Anyway, Joe Biden getting 57% of the vote in Kentucky. That is a bellwether, bad news for the Democrats. Horrible news. But anyway, I want my whole thing about this is that Democrats don't trust themselves. Michael Moore didn't trust it. Here's an article. During an online event for Michigan Democrats, a U.S. Congresswoman who had rightly sounded the alarm about then-candidate Donald Trump's potential of winning the state in 2016 delivered a similar message to her fellow Biden supporters. The Trump victory campaign has since responded with a taunting statement swiping at Hyde and Joe Biden and predicting success again. She said, "Some people say, oh, look at the numbers. I don't believe those numbers. This is Debbie Dingell." She says, "I don't believe them." He goes, you can, you know what she's telling you? I'm on the ground, people. I'm not hiding out. I don't believe these numbers whatsoever. When I go around Michigan, you know what I see? What I feel? I feel an undercurrent of what's happening in this country. I see the signs for Trump, whatever. I don't know what she's, what the issues are, but I'll promise you this. You feel the same thing. You know, this iceberg under the water is even bigger for Trump than the 2016 iceberg.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is celebrating another strong jobs report. The Labor Department reporting 4.8 million jobs were added in the month of June.
This is the largest monthly jobs gain in the history of our country. The unemployment rate fell by more than 2 percentage points, down to just about 11%. We're down to the 11% number. We started at a number very much higher than that. As you know, we broke the record last month, and we broke it again this month in an even bigger way.
AAA reports 97% of vacations will be road trips this summer. Health experts say if you need to stop and eat, order the food to go. experts are also saying to designate one person to pump gas and then have them wash or sanitize their hands thoroughly. Reports out there say 7 of 10 hotel rooms are empty because people are driving straight through to their destinations. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says far-left politicians are pushing to fundamentally change the landscape of our democracy.
So while we have far-left mobs attacking statues of our founding fathers from coast to coast, we have far-left politicians attacking the institutions those founders left us.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says Democrats also want to end the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court with new justices, and add new states to the Senate. The value of one car company continues to rise. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tesla is now the most valuable car maker in the world, the electric car company overtaking Toyota. When its stock reached an all-time high yesterday on Wall Street, the price of the stock doubling since the year began. Elon Musk's company is now worth more than $207 billion. Toyota has a market cap of $202 billion.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been talking a lot about Joe Biden today and over the past week, and I will. And it isn't because I'm critical of the guy. I don't care. I feel sad for Joe Biden in a strange kind of way. I look at the Botox that he's put in his face, the plugs that he's put in his head, and the grift that he's now on and getting his family all situated. And I say to myself, this is a guy that, you know, sold out at some point. It finally caught up with him, all the games and the game plan, because I think Biden, at his purest, wanted to be a good politician. He really did. I mean, he can't because he's a brain-dead moron, but there's a part of him that did. He wanted to do something good. I know there's also a part of him that's just an idiot who, you know, would lie, cheat, claw, steal, whatever, to get to that point. But underlying some of that was a small little sliver of good. That's about as good as a compliment I can pay a Democrat. Biden took a long time to cash in on the goodies. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. But he should have left. He's a punch-drunk boxer that is trying to make that last paycheck, that last big payday, because he's afraid of what, you know, the future holds. And his family and everybody around him and friends should have been discouraging him to get into the mix because they know what's going on with Joe. This is no secret to any of them. Look, a well Joe Biden isn't fit to be president. The man is a whack job. Aside from being a racist who likes to his staffers, Biden is now officially on the take. He's on the take. And if he were a Republican, Democrats would admit that Biden illegally greased the skis for his family members, especially for his crackhead son. Look, I don't want to play the game again. We've already adjudicated this. If Donald Trump and Don Jr. were in this Ukraine and China situation, it would be endless discussion by the left and the media. And I will tell you point blank, Donald Trump can forego many, many things and has, because he's had truth on his side. But if he were facing this, he'd be gone. He'd be gone. He would not be a candidate. You want to know why? Because we wouldn't support him. We would abandon him. Democrats should have abandoned Joe Biden long before Crackhead Hunter came along. But with Crackhead Hunter, they should have jettisoned him. They should have said, we're done. But they didn't. But aside from Biden's he's a criminal now. He has moved into the criminal, not as bad as Hillary or Obama, but he's officially a criminal. But what's worse is he's wholly incompetent. The man extorted Ukraine publicly in order to keep the gravy train for his aforementioned crackhead son. And legislatively, Biden is a Mr. Magoo, a complete doofus. I want you to understand, this is a man who publicly said, I'm a criminal. Bragged about it. I mean, that is the height of doofusicity. Is that a word? Can we make that one up? Doofusicity. 40 years in public service, and I use my finger quotes, and the man has nothing to show for it. He's accomplished nothing significant. And ironically, what cracks me up about Joe Biden is he will take credit for bad legislation.
Yeah. Well, you know, criminal justice reform, I'm not going to apologize for that.
People getting three strikes over, I don't mind three strikes. I don't mind it at all. I'm talking about three legitimate strikes. I was on a court case where there was a three-strike case, and the guy, here's what he had done. Here's what they wanted us to send this young black man to prison for 25 years. He snatched a chain off of a guy. They were having a beef, and he snatched the guy's chain off his neck and then threw it back to him. And you know what they did? They tried to convince us, the jury, that just the fact that he had snatched the chain and held it for whatever length of time, and even though it was given back to the guy, like he flipped it back to him in his face, that was theft and thus a third strike. I am not lying to you. That was going to be a third strike. Yeah. So Joe Biden doesn't want to apologize for the legislation that has put many blacks in jail for the smallest of crimes, possession crimes. Like I said, I'm for three strikes. If you rape somebody three times, you kill somebody, you rob people three times, legitimately do those things, absolutely. But some of these things, it was crazy. Nothing this man has done. Said of Obamacare, this is a big effing deal. The worst medical insurance in the history of man. Insurance you can't use or collect on. And Joe Biden,
that was a big effing deal.
Do you need any more evidence, folks, that Joe Biden has a brain malady? I mean, aside from his not one but two previous brain surgeries. Yeah, it's funny, you tell a leftist, you know this dude is demented. Oh, that's just insane. How can you say that? I can say that because they've operated on his brain twice. Right? It would be like saying, you know, he's got a noticeable limp. How can you say that? Because he's broken his leg twice and they've reset it. That's how I know. Can't you see the bulge on his, you know, whatever. What's the bone down there? His femur or whatever. His fibula, tibula, mibula. I'm just saying, you want to question? Do I think Joe Biden has? I don't even have to question. I know this man has dementia. Every time they take this clown out, they have to make sure he's got a handler. Jill is off camera, like, ready to go. Ready to go. Jill, Dr. Jill, Dr. Biden. You know, I don't know what her doctor's in, but I hope it's in psychology. But, or something to do with the mind, because her husband has lost his. There's always somebody ready to go, ready to correct him. And I got to tell you, the dude looks so stupid in his face mask. Donald Trump. Talk about brilliant. Donald Trump says, I'm not wearing a face mask. No way. There are places where they go, hey, he's supposed to wear his face mask. And Trump's like, I'm not wearing my face mask. I'm not going to. It's his subtle way of saying, I'm going to play the game a bit, but I end it here. You're going to look and see who your president is, not behind a mask. We talked about the other day, Nancy Pelosi says, be a man, wear a mask. Like that's going to bait him in, oh, well, I guess I need to prove that I'm a man, so I'll wear my mask. I say, be a man. Don't wear a mask. It is not for the safety of others. It is, you know, look, I was getting my car washed the other day and at one of these car washing places. And inside, of course, they've all got masks. And they have a sign on the door that says, this mask, wear your mask, not just for your safety, but for the safety of others. And I didn't wear my mask. I told this story the other day. And Pete, I watched the dude walk in. He didn't have a mask. We kind of looked at each other like, wink, wink. But outside, understand, this is Phoenix, Arizona. And it is 104 degrees. Sweltering heat. And these guys are working in masks. And I watched them. Because I'm observant. And you know what I saw? I saw guys working in their masks for a bit, and then finally, they just pulled that thing down below their chin. And I'm thinking a couple things. Number one, they are so far away from people, it's ridiculous. They don't even get within 6 feet of one another. Not that the 6 feet is something miraculous. I find it really interesting. Stay back 6 feet. And now we got all these signs of 6 feet. And somebody's in a grocery store and all these stores measuring out, putting these little circles in. Stand here. You know what I do? I never stand on those circles. I know you guys will say, Kevin, you're insane. I don't stand on the circles. But anyway, here's my point. So these kids are, you know, young guys mostly that are doing the finishing stuff on the cars. They take their masks down because guess what? You're in sweltering heat and you're breathing in your carbon dioxide. They're like, you can see it. You can see the strain. Somebody's going to get sued. That's not what we're talking about this time. We're talking about Biden's dementia, which is obviously going to go over into another segment because I keep having these asides. But, you know, Donald Trump is essentially signaling, I'm not wearing this stupid mask. This is going to end. November the 4th, the mask will be gone. It'll be, oh, well, we can go back to normal now because of blah, blah, blah. We've proven we can get you idiots, you sheep, to wear masks. Now, look, I know there are people out there wearing masks. And if you feel it's making you safer because you feel like you could catch the dreaded COVID, fine. I'm not going to ridicule you much. But I'm going to ridicule you to a degree because this disease is no more deadly than anything else you could catch. And you've never worn a mask before. And you should be asking yourself, if you're 50, 60 plus years old, why is it the government can get you to do this today? How have you survived everything else? Well, Kevin, I was much younger and I was more vibrant. No, you built up antibodies. And here's the sad truth. It's not even sad. Because if you know where you're going to go when you die, you're not worried about it. The truth is, you're going to die. Something is going to kill you. What do you think the mask is going to protect you from? God already knows how you're going to die. Take your stupid mask off. Anyway, that's my mask speech for the day. What I want to get into, though, when we come back, is I want to get into the numbers. The people who now are looking at Joe Biden a lot more circumspect and saying to themselves, this guy's not capable of being president.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The president very rarely mentions polling other than just saying it's fake, fake news, blah, blah, blah. But the other day, he actually made a comment. He says, we have our own internal polling, and it looks pretty good. And as I said, he's not responsive to the poll because he doesn't believe them, and you shouldn't believe them. By the way, welcome to... We're back to the Kevin Jackson Show, where I'm talking about Biden's dementia, and I'm going to get into some polling numbers here. But I think it's important to understand that Donald Trump is a very measured guy. If you're paying attention to how he works, forget the language and all these other things. Look at his style. It's like I tell people, don't try to count cards. Look for trends, card trends, if you're going to go to Vegas. Like, suddenly, all the high cards, I know it sounds weird, but if you look at trends, you're going to do better off than trying to count cards, especially in an 8-card deck. You're not going to be able to do it. You'd have to be a freaking quant in order to be able to do that. It's practically impossible. But you can look at trends, and you can play the trends. And of course, in gambling, it is a gamble. But not in real life. Trends in real life tell you exactly what you need to know. If you see a rise in crime because they want to defund the police, you know, that I can predict that trend. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I look at when I'm sort of analyzing things. And I think Trump is seeing this. He's going, look, I'm looking at the trend of all this chaos, this rioting, this looting and stuff that's going on over policing. We've done everything we need to do. Now we got to let the public simmer in it for a while. Let them, you know, I look at this St. Louis couple that was Democrats that watched their house at one Portland place get attacked. And they're going, what happened? The world watched that. The world watched as businesses were shut down over COVID and Joe Biden says, I'm going to stick on my mask. I'm going to mandate you wear a mask. And, you know, and I have no solution to this except to shut things down. And who cares about the entrepreneurs and the people that work for them? Who cares about them? We got to defeat Donald Trump. And all of this, and Trump is, they're measuring all this internally. He's just looking at the outcome. Trump's going to be Trump no matter what, but this guy gets it. And he's out there, and he's going, people are going, Mr. Trump, you ought to say this or do that. He's like, don't tell me what to say or do. You just deal with the numbers. I know how to pivot. And he's done it. He didn't do anything to go after the police. I recommend that you take a look at, you review your police policies. That was his executive order. It was nothing. He pivoted to say, okay, you want me to do something? I'll make you think we did something. And it's all paying off. But I was talking about Biden because apparently Americans are beginning to get the message about Joe Biden. There's Donald Trump making these subtle comments like, you know, yeah, Joe Biden, I don't really have to think about it. Joe doesn't even know what he's thinking about himself. Little subtleties where he'll end the conversation about Biden alluding to the idea that the man is suffering from something and don't pay attention to him. He's your crazy uncle. That's what he's doing. He calls him Hiden Biden because he's saying Biden's not coming out. They aren't having a Democratic convention because they don't want you to know that Joe Biden is crazy. He's nuttier than squirrel turds. And I'm going to draw him out. And the more he gets out, the more you're going to see. And it's starting to pay off. And Rasmussen apparently took it upon himself to say, what is the temperature of the water when it comes to Biden's dementia? And here's what they wrote. Nearly 4 out of 10 voters believe Joe Biden has dementia. Most voters, including just over half of Democrats, feel it is important for the likely presidential Democrat nominee to publicly address the issue. 38%, folks, 38% of Americans believe Joe Biden's brain is compromised. That's a scary thought. 38% of the people believe that Joe Biden isn't fit to do his own taxes. You know what I'm saying? This is not good news. It was a national telephone survey, and here's what they said. 38% of likely U.S. voters think Biden is suffering from some form of dementia based on what they have seen and read. 48% disagree. 14% are not sure. 20% of the voters in Biden's own party believe he has dementia. But that compares to 66% of Republicans and 30% of voters not affiliated with any major party, meaning independents. 20%, folks. Get this. Here we go. Critics contend that Biden's frequent gaffes and confusing statements suggest that he has dementia. 61% of all voters believe it is important for Biden to address the dementia issue publicly. 41% who say it is very important, 36% say it is not important for him to speak on the issue, and 19% who feel it's not important at all. This is bad news for Bonzo. 20% of Democrats believe their presidential candidate has dementia. That vote is bigger than the black vote, folks. perhaps it's even bigger than the Bernie vote. I gave you some statistics the other day on Kentucky. 57% of people supported Biden in Kentucky. 19% said, we want somebody else. Undeclared. 15% for Bernie Sanders. These are the Bernie boroughs. These are people that are going, we're not voting for this guy. And then there was other. I laid it out for you. I hope you go listen to the podcast, The Kevin Jackson Show. And now we get this news. 20% of the people that Biden is going to rely on to vote for him say he's got dementia. Let me ask you this. Have you ever wanted to put somebody with dementia in charge of something? I remember I told you guys my uncle and aunt had Alzheimer's. And I was with my uncle when he demonstrated it to me. I would not trust this man with anything. I remember my uncle was coming to we had a family reunion every year at the same place for about 3 or 4 years in a row. And my uncle would show up to this thing like clockwork. Well, he and his new wife, Dora, 1 year we had the reunion, everybody's like, where's Uncle Burl at? And he didn't show up. So we're calling, you know, trying to figure out, anybody get in touch with him? I don't think we even had cell phones. Maybe we did. But anyway, we couldn't get a hold of the guy. And the next day, they said he got lost. Nobody thought anything of it. This was 10 years before he was officially, maybe 5 years, before he was officially given outside. But we were like, man, he must have stepped off and, you know, got some sausage or something. He just didn't want to show up. That's what the family thought. He had dementia. He could not remember how to get to the location where we had the reunion. Something everybody knew. He'd never had this issue before. Anyway, Biden, 61% say Biden has to address it. But how can somebody crazy address the issue of being crazy? If Biden addresses his dementia, he will showcase his dementia. This guy can't read scripted notes without screwing the pooch. Have you watched Biden? He'll be reading notes, and he goes off into another land. I've argued, folks, the Democrats prove their heartlessness by running a man with an obvious brain impairment, and I want you to think of the level of desperation you have to go to such a length. They had the largest pool of presidential candidates in history of all makes and models, okay? And they chose to ride Captain Demento. Who does this? 20% of their people know this man's suffering from something. And believe me, that number's a lie. More of them know it. They just don't want to admit it. Now, when do you think Democrats recognized that Biden's throttle was stuck? I'm going to bet you that they knew it right away. And you can bet that the battle plans were drawn on who's going to actually run the country if Biden were to win. And I bet you Jill Biden features prominently in those discussions. I bet you she is in every meeting. They talk with Joe and Jill. Then Joe goes off and they tuck him in and put his thumb in his mouth. And Jill comes back in and says, okay, what are we going to do? If we were to win by hook or by crook, what do we do? What role should I plan on playing? And the Trump team has piled on. Now, Trump's not, I talked about this, he's not making these ads himself, but other people are making them, and they're talking about Biden's gaffes and, you know, all the problems that he's suffering from. They're highlighting his error, you know, all the things that he's doing, the brain-dead moronisms that he makes. And every one that he makes is going to get highlighted, like the Wu flu killing over 120 million Americans. He corrected the statement, but it doesn't matter. Bad poll for Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.